Three questions for Fraser Alexander. Question 1. Why do you want to be involved and what will you bring to the Royal New Zealand Foundation of the Blind Board?
I want to be involved again on the board because I have a deep level of care for the prosperity and aspirations of blind people in New Zealand. I want to be involved because it's an important time in terms of empowering people to live their life they choose through access to public services, better client services, and opportunities to reach our potential in different ways. I bring experience 6 years as a director and within leadership roles within the board as deputy chair and chair of the governance committee.
Question 2. As the Royal New Zealand Foundation of the Blind goes about empowering blind, deafblind and low vision people to live the life they choose, what are the challenges, the opportunities and the important issues right now?
The biggest challenges we have are in rebuilding our human resources to find and retain the most motivated, skilled and experienced rehabilitation professionals and advocacy professionals that are going to truly make a difference in the lives of blind people. We have so many opportunities with enabling technologies that allow peer support and digital communication. And I believe the most important issues right now for the foundation are attracting the resources needed and finding a pathway from diagnosis through to maximising independence.
Question 3. What are your aspirations for blind, deafblind and low vision people in Aotearoa, New Zealand?
My aspirations for blind, deafblind and low vision New Zealanders are around a quality of life that people deserve, whether it's through the Royal New Zealand Foundation of the Blind providing services to educate and equip and become independent and advocate for them, or provide the peer support opportunities that allow them a level of independence and quality of life that they desire.